How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. In this episode, I wanted to do a review of this fast mimicking program called Prolon. I guess it came out of UCLA over here on the West Coast, and they have done over 20 years plus research and spent over $30 million in R&D, according to their website. And I've been real into fasting and really trying to hone in on making it as efficient and as effective with my 36-hour, my 48-hour, just trying all these different fasts. And I wanted to try the Prolon, and actually another cohort of mine actually gave me the Prolon for free. So I had to do it. Anyways, just to go off their website, just to get a little bit more information. It's a fast mimicking diet. And the whole science behind this is to go longer, to have some foods throughout the day, and where it does not raise your insulin level, does not raise your blood glucose level enough to break a fast, according to them, and to still get the benefits of autophagy. And that's your own body clearing out the debris, which is technically, from everything I've read, anytime you do a fast over 36 hours. So this is extending it to 5 days, and there's no way in hell I'm going to go longer than 48 hours. That was the most I've done with just a water fast, nothing, coffee and water, that's it. And I didn't even really see that much more benefit to go the 48 hours from the 36 I was doing. But I was excited to try 5 days and not feeling the way I feel on a 36 or 48 hour, possibly. Plus you get some food and all that. So just to describe what comes in the package, it's very simple, gives you 5 days of food. And pretty much every day is different except for two of the days, like Monday through Friday, two of the days being Tuesday and Thursday, you get a little bit less. And Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you get a little bit more. And it's like an extra nut bar. That's it. And I think the total amount of calories you get is not even 300 calories. And so it consists of this glycerin type water supplement. And I'm not even sure what it does, but it's something you have to drink throughout the day. And I wouldn't say it's nasty, but it leaves like a chalk on your tongue and your tongue starts going numb. At least it did for me. It was very weird. And then as far as like the nut bars, the soups, there was like on certain days you got like a little dessert bar, and then there was olives every day. And maybe there was some other type of a shake that you can mix in water and have. To tell you the truth, I mean, 300 calories, I mean, it really didn't do much to fight off the hunger pangs, which I'm very practiced at this. So I think after the first day, the hunger pangs kind of go away, and then you're just kind of in I call it a zombie mode, where you just feel like you have a light high, you're lethargic. You could still act and do stuff every day. I did notice on this, going past the 48 hours I'm used to, the third day was getting a little rough, and then by the fourth day, which was Thursday, I did it a perfect Monday through Friday. Thursday, I was almost in like a panic mode, like, oh my God, this is so terrible. I want to just throw this in the trash. Because I wasn't even seeing the weight come off as fast as like my 36 and 48 hour fast. But then I remembered that I didn't have to pay for this and I'll never get this chance again. So I had to finish. By Friday, it was no problem. And I finished out the rest of that day. And then I had something that night. Technically, I guess you're supposed to wait till Saturday morning. So by Friday, I did hit what I would normally hit on a 36 hour fast. And for me, that was losing. I kind of always do this if I hit 216 or 218, because that's just too much. And then I'll drop it. And that's why I do it on a Monday. So usually my best is from 218 down to 209. And this one I started at 216 and I got to 208. So I actually did better on my 48 hour fast than this one. But who knows what kind of autophagy I got from this 5 days. I might have got a little bit more out of it, more cellular debris cleaned out, my cholesterol and arteries and that kind of stuff. There's no real way to check that unless I do blood work again, which I had just done. I'm not going to do it again. So, but just from the overall experience for just that initial weight drop, I think I'll just go back to my 36 hour fast and do them more often than ever to do this Prolon again. The only thing I could say that didn't happen on this one, which would happen on my other ones, is I get a little bit more irritable towards my family when I do like probably the 48 hour fast is the one that really gets me just agitated with anything. And on this one, I had nothing. I think I was just so zombied out that I couldn't even get pissed at anything my family was doing. So I don't know, maybe some people have had different effects on this one, but I thought I'd just give my review. But right here at the top, it says they spent $34 million in research over 20 years. I know other health and wellness professionals talk about this research facility that does this Prolon, how they are the leading source in fasting and doing everything. But that's what I always say is any amount of research that they do with masses and comes back, that's great. But when it comes down to it, we're all different. We all have different blood chemistry. We all have different digestive issues, genetic traits. It's a good start, but that does not mean it's going to work across the board. And for me, I'm doing better with the stuff I have. And I even have some more supplements I'm trying out now that I'm now focused on my 36-hour fast to really get as much as I can out of that. So when I get those done and I kind of update my plan, I'll do another episode on that. And hopefully one day I'll put the little ebook out there for everyone who's interested. Because for me, fasting has just been such a game changer being over 40, especially when I want to have fun on the weekends. It's like every year I get older, it gets a little harder recovering and I'm drinking less and eating less and I have more supplements to help me and different diet plans. But, you know, that's part of the aging process. That's part of why I keep doing what I'm doing, playing the long game, and also want to find more fitness hacks or tips as I age to help out my brethren out there. So don't worry. Maybe one day I'll have to give in. But for right now, I'm fighting the good fight. And I'm not giving up my social life. I want to be as healthy as I can. I also want to look, you know, as close to my 20s as I can. I know that's what everyone wants out there. It may or may not be happening, but the more we can do to, you know, fight the aging process and reverse that, I just think later in life, obviously better medical advances and research will come out that may start doing it a little bit better. So we just got to last everyone and also have fun while doing it. So anyways, thanks for listening and I'll catch you on the next one. Hey everyone, I would just like to thank each and every one of you for supporting my show. My numbers over the years have just been growing and growing on this podcast. One thing that could really help me and something you could do as a listener would be go onto iTunes and leave me a 5-star review. Any other podcast service like Spotify and Podchaser is also great, but iTunes is really where the magic happens for us being podcasters. Thanks again, and I'll catch you on the next episode.